Greetings to the flesh and blood racial household of El Elyon. Divine influence be with you. This is part 3 of all the verses on grace and mercy. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Grace and mercy is found in the Word Studies menu. So far, beginning in Genesis and through 1 Samuel, grace and mercy has been about the favor and acceptance of our ancestors who did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. That grace and mercy are His compassions and loving commitment towards our race. And that when we demonstrate that we are also lovingly committed ones, both to our racial family, our kinsmen, and to our Father Yahweh, we are shown favor, grace, and mercy. We will continue in 1 Samuel 25:8. David was still avoiding Saul at this point. David sent his men to ask Nabal for some food and water and wanted him to know that his men did not hurt Nabal's sheep shearers. 1 Samuel 25:8. Ask your young men, and they will show you. Wherefore, let the young men find favor, or grace, or acceptance, in your eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray you, whatsoever cometh to your hand unto your servants, and unto your son David. 1 Samuel 27:5. And David said unto Achish, If I have now found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? David was still avoiding Saul, and was asking for kindness from Achish to dwell in Gath. 1 Samuel 29:6. Then Achish called David, and said unto him, Surely, as Yahweh liveth, you have been upright, and your going out and your coming in with me in the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in you since the day of your coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor, or agree with, you not. Wherefore, now return, and go in peace, that you displease not the lords of the Philistines. David offered to help Achish fight his enemies, but the other lords of the Philistines did not favor the idea. 2 Samuel 2:1. And it came to pass after this, that David inquired of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And Yahweh said unto him, Go up. And David said, Where shall I go up? And he said, Unto Hebron. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, that the men of Jabesh-Gilead were they that buried Saul. And David sent messengers unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead, and said unto them, Blessed be ye of Yahweh, that you have showed this kindness, or loving commitment, unto your Lord, even unto Saul, and have buried him. And now Yahweh show kindness, or loving commitment, and truth unto you, and I also will requite you this kindness, or good deed, because you have done this thing. 2 Samuel 7:12. And when your days be fulfilled, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom, speaking of Solomon. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of Adam. But my mercy, or loving commitment, shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. 2 Samuel 9:1. And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness, or loving commitment, for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Are you Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness, or loving commitment, of Elohim unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold, your servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show you kindness, or loving commitment, for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. 2 Samuel 10:1. And it came to pass after this, that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then David said, I will show kindness, merciful kindness, unto Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness, or merciful kindness, unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. Hanun had bad counselors. They had said that David was up to no good, and that his men were to spy out the land. So they shaved half their beards and cut holes in the privy parts of their garments and sent them back to David. David sent Joab to kick their butts. The parable of the poor man's lamb. David repents. Samuel 12:1. And when Yahweh sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he spared, or refused, or did not want, to take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was come unto him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As Yahweh liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and he had no pity, or compassion. The rich man did not want a spare or favor, taking any of his own herd, so he took the only lamb the traveler had, rather than having compassion to spare or favor to take one from his own flock. David did not have compassion for Uriah because of his desire for Uriah's wife had caused David to sin. Yahweh punished David by taking the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David. Verse 22. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether Elohim will be gracious, or be merciful unto me, that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. Joab tried to get a woman to to act as a woman in mourning, and put words in her mouth to speak to David. Her story was about one son slaying another. The idea was to get Absalom, David's son, to return. 2 Samuel 14:21. And the king said unto Joab, Behold now, I have done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom again. And Joab fell to the ground on his face, and bowed himself, and thanked the king. And Joab said, Today your servant knows that I have found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your sight, my lord, O king, in that the king has fulfilled the request of his servant. 2 Samuel 15:25. And King David said unto Zadok, Carry back the ark of Elohim into the city. If I shall find favor, or grace, or acceptance, in the eyes of Yahweh, he will bring me again, and show me both it and its habitation. But if he say thus, I have no delight in you, behold, here am I. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. 2 Samuel 22:26. With the merciful, or lovingly committed ones, you will show yourself merciful, or lovingly committed. And with the upright man, you will show yourself upright. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you will show yourself twisted. Verse 51. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and shows mercy, or loving commitment, to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. Yahweh is lovingly committed to his people, and keeps his promises to Abraham's seed forevermore. Satan stirred up David to number Israel. 2 Samuel 24:10. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto Yahweh, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech you, O Yahweh, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of Yahweh came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith Yahweh, I offer you three things, choose you one of them, that I may do it unto you. So Gad came to David, and told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto you in your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your enemies, while they pursue you? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now advise, and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in great distress. Let us now fall into the hand of Yahweh, for his mercies, or compassions, are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. In the books of Samuel, we see that grace is favor, which Hannah asks of Yahweh for a child. Samuel finds favor with Yahweh. David finds favor in enemy territory while protecting his family. Mercy is shown as merciful kindness between David and Jonathan's house. David shows compassion and mercy to Saul. The cursed seed line tribes to be destroyed are to be shown no mercy or pity, to spare not anything which Yahweh said not to spare. The saints are defined as lovingly committed ones and are merciful. Yahweh is an Elohim of mercy, and he wants his children to be merciful as he is. 1 Kings 2:1. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the land. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man, and keep the charge of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the Torah of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn yourself. That Yahweh may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart, and with all their soul, there shall not fail you, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, you know also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner the son of Ner, and unto Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to your wisdom, and let not his hoar head go down to the grave in peace. But show kindness, or loving commitment, unto the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at your table, for so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom, your brother. 1 Kings 3, verse 5. In Gibeon Yahweh appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and Elohim said, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, you have shown unto your servant David my father great mercy, or loving commitment, according as he walked before you in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. And you have kept for him this great kindness, or loving commitment, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this your so great a people? And the speech pleased Yahweh, that Solomon had asked this thing. The two women, one's child died, and one lived. But whose was whose? Solomon's first act of wisdom, verse 24. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was, unto the king, for her bowels, or compassions, yearned upon her son. And she said, O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other one said, let it be neither mine nor yours, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her, the real mother, the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they were in awe of the king, for they saw that the wisdom of Elohim was in him to do judgment. Solomon's Temple Prayer, 1 Kings 8:22. And Solomon stood before the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands towards the sky. And he said, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like you in the sky above or on the land beneath, who keeps covenant and mercy, or loving commitment, with your servants that walk before you with all their heart, who has kept with your servant David my father that you promised him. You spake also with your mouth, and has fulfilled it with your hand as it is this day. Yet have you respect unto the prayer of your servant, and to his supplication, or petition for favor, O Yahweh my Elohim, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which your servant prayeth before you today. Supplication is Tekinah, H-8467, which means petition for favor. Verse 29. That your eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even towards the place of which you had said, My name shall dwell there, that you may hearken unto the prayer which your servant shall make towards this place, speaking of the temple. And hearken you to the supplication, or petition for favor, of your servant and of your people Israel, when they shall pray towards this place, and hear you in heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Petition and supplication are forms of grace. Verse 33. When your people Israel be smitten down before the hated enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall turn again to you, and acknowledge your name, and pray and make supplication, or seek supplication or favor, unto you in this house, then hear you in heaven, and forgive the sins of your people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which you gave to their forefathers. Verse 38. What prayer and supplication, or petition for favor, soever be made by any man, or by all your people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands towards this house, then hear you in heaven your dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart you knowest. For you, even you only, know the hearts of all the children of Adam, that they may revere you in all the days that they live in the land which you gave unto our forefathers. If your people go out to battle against their hated enemy, whithersoever you shall send them, and shall pray unto Yahweh towards this place which you have chosen, and towards the house that I have built for your name, then hear you in heaven their prayer and their supplication or petition for favor, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no Adam that sinneth not, and you be angry with them, and deliver them to the hated enemy, so that they carry them away captives into the land of the hated enemy, far or near. Yet, if they shall bethink themselves in the land where they were carried captives, and repent, and turn back, and make supplication unto you in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, We have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their hated enemies which led them away captive, and pray unto you toward their land which you gave unto their forefathers, the city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name, then hear you their prayer and their petition for favor in the heavens, your dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people that have sinned against you, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against you, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion, or mercy, on them. For they be your people, and your inheritance, which you brought forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that your eyes may be open unto the supplication, or petition for favor, of your servant, and unto the petition for favor of your people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto you. And it was so, that when Solomon had made an end of praying, that all this prayer and petition for favor unto Yahweh, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up towards the sky. Verse 59, And let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication for favor before Yahweh, be nigh unto Yahweh our Elohim day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require. That all the people of the land may know that Yahweh is Elohim, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with Yahweh our Elohim, to walk in his statutes, and to keep his commandments, as at this day. 1 Kings 9:1. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that Yahweh appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And Yahweh said unto him, I have heard your prayer and your petition for favor that you have made before me. I have hallowed this house which you have built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. The above verses in 1 Kings were part of the word graciousness, which also includes petition, supplication for favor. All these supplications are connected to ifs and thens, meaning there must be obedience involved. When Solomon took many racial alien wives and went after other gods, he removed himself from Yahweh's grace and favor. 1 Kings 11:14. And Yahweh stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. Verse 19. And Hadad found great favor, or grace, or acceptance, in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tahpenes, the queen. This is about the time when the Hamites, the Egyptians, started mixing with Canaanites and Edomites, the end of white Egypt. Yahweh foretells of the end of the once great white nation of Egypt in Jeremiah. They were pagans and began race mixing into what they are now today. In addition to Hadad the Edomite Jew, Yahweh also sent Rezon, an Aramite Syrian, against Solomon. And Yahweh also rent the nation of Israel into two by giving Jeroboam rule over the northern 10 tribes, and left Solomon with the two-tribed southern kingdom of Judah and Benjamin. You can fall from grace. Notice that Yahweh did not personally show favor to those outside of his people Israel. When our people sin and stray from Yahweh, he removes us from his favor, and as a result, our enemies have opportunity to rise and are used to punish us. Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor and industrious, and he was ruler over the forced labor of the house of Jacob. Jeroboam strayed from Yahweh and set up pagan altars in Dan and Bethel, and made the lowest of the people priests of the high places, and caused Israel to follow. 1 Kings 14:15. For Yahweh shall smite Israel, as a reed is shaken in the water. And he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their forefathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves of Asherah poles, provoking Yahweh to anger. Groves is H842, Asherah. Carved poles set up near an altar to the goddess Astarte, where we get Easter from, which has nothing to do with Christ or Christianity. This is a prophecy of the scattering of the tribes, the divorce of Israel. Shaken, H5110, is nude and means to cause to wander aimlessly, to show grief, make to move, and to have compassion on. It's also a related word to H5113, nod, which means wandering or exile. Cain was removed from the presence of Yahweh and became a wanderer, a Sheni international Jew. The difference is that Israel was regathered and reconciled. shown grace and mercy, where Cain and his Jewish children are devoted to destruction. 2 Kings 13:22. But Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And Yahweh was gracious, or showed favor unto them, and had compassion, or deep compassion on them, and had respect unto them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. The promises made to Abraham override the penalty of sin, which is death, which we deserve. Not only does Yahweh preserve the righteous from each tribe, he also has deep compassion and loving commitment to his children who love him. 2 Kings 21:8. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave to their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moshe commanded them. But they hearkened not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom Yahweh destroyed before the children of Israel. And Yahweh spake by his servants, the prophets, saying, Because Manasseh, king of Judah, has done these abominations, and has done wickedly above all that the Amorites did which were before him, and has made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, Behold, I am bringing such evil and calamity upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. Israel would probably still be in the land of their forefathers if they had continued to obey Yahweh, but because they did not, they were not allowed to remain in the land promised to them, which is why they were divorced and cast off from the presence of Yahweh and from their land and made to wander. But part of the definition is to have compassion on, which Yahweh has towards his children, and because of the covenant with Abraham, he will always show favor and mercy by his loving commitment to those who show him loving commitment. America is the regathering place of the 12 tribes, and there is no place else to move to when we sin. Yahweh has already removed himself from our country because of our idolatry and race mixing, but he still shows grace and mercy to his lovingly committed ones within this now satanic corporation called the United States of America. There will be no more moving. This is the last age. The next move is checkmate, and will be the return of our kinsman redeemer. In the books of the Kings, grace is kindness shown to those who show kindness. The woman with the living child had compassion or mercy for her son, and would rather he live with the woman whose son died than be cut in two. Solomon acknowledges that mercy and grace is shown by the loving commitment of Yahweh to those who follow him. Chapter 16 is David's Psalm of Thanks. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. 1 Chronicles 17:13. Yahweh speaking to David about Solomon. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy, or loving commitment, away from him, as I took it from Saul that was before you. But I will settle him in my house, and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be established for evermore. Mercy can be removed. Just ask Saul. Chapter 5 is the furnishing of the temple. 2 Chronicles 5:13. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking Yahweh. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy," or loving commitment, "endures forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, the house of Yahweh, so that the priests could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud, for the glory of Yahweh had filled the house of Elohim. 2 Chronicles 7:1. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from the sky, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of Yahweh, because of the glory of Yahweh had filled Yahweh's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of Yahweh upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground, upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy," or loving commitment, "endureth forever." When the children of Moab and Ammon came against Jehoshaphat, he besought, or pleaded, for favor from Yahweh. And Yahweh said, 2 Chronicles 20:17, "You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the deliverance of Yahweh with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for Yahweh will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before Yahweh, worshiping Yahweh. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korites stood up to praise Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Trust in Yahweh your Elohim. So shall you be established. Trust his prophets. So shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto Yahweh, and that should praise the majesty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise Yahweh, for his mercy," or loving commitment, "endures forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, Yahweh set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Chapter 24 is about Joash restoring the temple. Jehoiada was the priest, and when he died, Joash and the officers of Judah departed from Yahweh. 2 Chronicles 24:18. And they left the house of Yahweh, Elohim of their forefathers, and served the poles of Asherah and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their trespass. And Yahweh sent prophets to them to bring them again unto Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the spirit of Elohim clothed itself with Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people and said unto them, "Thus saith Elohim, why transgress ye the commandments of Yahweh, that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, he also forsakes you." And they conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king and the court of the house of Yahweh. Thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness or loving commitment which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, Yahweh look upon it and require it. Yahweh sent the Assyrians to execute judgment against Judah, and Joash's own servants slew him. This is just another example that although Yahweh is merciful and gracious, when you go against him, he will withdraw his mercy and grace. There is no such thing as once saved, always saved. The temple had been defiled and the doors shut. Because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently, and because the people had not gathered yet to Jerusalem for the feast, Hezekiah made a makeup date to keep the Passover. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 5. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel at Jerusalem, for they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. So the posts went with the letters from the king and his officers throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, You children of Israel, return again unto Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And be not you like your fathers and your brethren, which trespassed against Yahweh Elohim of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation as you see. Now be you not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve Yahweh your Elohim, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if you return again unto Yahweh, your brethren and your children shall find deep compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For Yahweh your Elohim is gracious, or merciful, and merciful, or compassionate, and will not turn away his face from you, if you return to him. Merciful and compassionate are adjectives describing Yahweh. Manasseh was an evil king, but later in his life returned to Yahweh. 2 Chronicles 33:10. And Yahweh spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore Yahweh brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought Yahweh his Elohim, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, or petition for favor, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that Yahweh, he was Elohim. This is Manasseh's prayer. O Yahweh, Almighty Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob, and of their righteous seed, who has made the sky and the land, with all the ornament thereof, who has bound the sea by the word of your commandment, who has shut up the deep and sealed it by your terrible and glorious name, whom all men fear and tremble before your power. For the majesty of your glory cannot be carried, and your angry threatening toward sinners is importable, but your merciful promise is unmeasurable and unsearchable, for you are the Most High, of great compassion, long-suffering, very merciful, and are grieved for the evils of men. You, O Yahweh, according to your great goodness, has promised repentance and forgiveness to them that have sinned against you, and of your infinite mercies has appointed repentance unto sinners, that they may be saved. You, therefore, O Yahweh, that are the Elohim of the just, has not appointed repentance to the just, as to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, which have not sinned against you, but you have appointed repentance unto me that am a sinner. For I have sinned above the number of the sands of the sea. My transgressions, O Yahweh, are multiplied. My transgressions are multiplied, and I am not worthy to behold and see the height of the sky for the multitude of my iniquities. I am bowed down with many iron bands, that I cannot lift up my head, neither have any release. For I have provoked your wrath and done evil before you. I did not your will, neither kept I your commandments. I have set up abominations and have multiplied offenses. Now, therefore, I bow the knee of my heart, beseeching you of grace. I have sinned, O Yahweh, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my iniquities. Wherefore, I humbly beseech you, forgive me, O Yahweh, forgive me, and destroy me not with my iniquities. Be not angry with me forever, by reserving evil for me. Neither condemn me to the lowest parts of the earth. For you are the Elohim, even the Elohim of them that repent. And in me you will show all your goodness, for you will save me, that I am unworthy, according to your great mercy or loving commitment. Therefore I will praise you forever all the days of my life, for all the powers of the skies do praise you, and your is the glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Chronicles 36:11. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh his Elohim. And he humbled himself not before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by Elohim. But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart from turning unto Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the nations, and polluted the house of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And Yahweh, Elohim of their forefathers, sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on, or spared, his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of Elohim, and despised his words, and misused his prophets, until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Today's Judeo-Christians and the churches mock God and despise his words. They discard the Old Testament and teach that the law was done away with, and they worship a Jewish Jesus. Verse 17, therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon, or spared not, the young man or maiden, old man or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. Grace, in the Chronicles, is being merciful, and mercifulness is showing compassion. Mercy is Yahweh showing loving commitment to his people because of the promises to Abraham, which endures forever. Mercy is also compassion, which spares from destruction. Mercy is also removed which does not spare one from destruction when they deserve it. In the six books of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, grace and mercy from Yahweh were shown exclusively to the children of Jacob. In the Chronicles, during the closing days of the kings, Yahweh's people mocked the prophets and messengers. Yahweh revealed to Jeremiah that the house of Judah would suffer a predetermined period of 70 years in captivity. In captivity, Daniel read this prophecy of Jeremiah and realized it was coming to an end. He opened his windows toward Jerusalem and prayed that Yahweh would forgive and restore his people. The Israelites became idolatrous race mixers, and Yahweh divorced them. He punished them by using the Assyrians and the Babylonians to execute his judgment upon them. They were taken captive and told to accept this punishment, and they would be preserved through it. If it were not for the promises made to Abraham and his seed through Isaac and Jacob, our ancestors would have been destroyed for their transgressions. The penalty of sin is death. That's why Yahweh is so great, because he is a lovingly committed, compassionate, and merciful Elohim. He provided grace and mercy for our mortal preservation, and his son Yeshua for our eternal deliverance. There is nothing we can do to receive grace. It's a free gift, and it comes from the promises made to Abraham. But we can reject grace by being willfully ignorant and willfully disobedient. Grace is something we do not deserve, but can receive. Mercy is compassion or loving commitment, and is not getting something we deserve, like punishment or death. Of course, we must return to Yahweh, repent, and change our ways if we want mercy. Same thing with grace. Habitual and willful sinners will not receive grace or mercy. Praise Yahweh for his loving commitment, for his compassion, and for his amazing grace. May the divine influence be with you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. that said,